fight, but any fool would be crazy to go head to head with a nightingale man. I was a fool, but I was pretty sure I wasn't crazy. I'll say it one more time, Crow informed me quietly. Put the gun down. Step back, I returned. He moved faster than I'd seen anyone move, and before I knew it, I no longer had the gun. Not only that, but he had my arm twisted behind my back, and he had slammed my front up against his hard body. I struggled. This was not a good choice. I'd had a free hand and some of my pride left. In seconds, he shoved my gun in the back waistband of his jeans, had my other arm twisted behind me, and he moved me, shuffling me back until I hit the side of my car. Then he pressed into me full body. I tilted my head back and shouted in his face, "Let go and step away!" Two cops were standing in Fortnum's when you had your showdown with Cordova. They saw the whole thing. You got a permit for that gun? He asked. Yes. This was true. Zip got it for me. Zip was a benefactor. Zip supported my crusade. Zip taught me how to shoot, and Zip was a good shot, therefore so was I. Though it was a little worrying that two cops saw me face down Sal Cordova. However, I didn't figure Sal